Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back. We're going to launch right into our next guest, who's been a frequent guest with us. I'm very happy to have him back again. His name is William DeTemple, and the name of his company is Build a $100 Million Company. And William has talked to us several times about expanding your paradigm, going beyond just being happy with where you are and learning how to do that, how to really blow out the doors on the value of your business and think big and how you can do that. So he's a nationally recognized expert business growth coach, keynote speaker, a founder of 4 rapid growth companies, an author, and a board member of private, public, and nonprofit companies. William, thanks very much for joining us. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill, and thank you for the great introduction, and I'm glad to be back on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back on. We've had numerous discussions about, first of all, the paradigm shift that most business owners need to go through to think beyond where they think they should be growing to much larger numbers, and then how to do that. What are some of the roadblocks that are in the way? So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about, first of all, tell our listeners a little bit about Build a $100 Million Company, your company, and how you help them to think beyond and blow past those paradigm doors that they're, those ceilings that they're hitting now.
Well, as I mentioned to you before, I started this coaching entrepreneurs, teaching them how to build because there's so many out there that just have this great passion, drive, desire, and everything else to grow companies, but they just don't know the processes, the steps, the things that they need to do to get there. With that in mind, having built 4 rapid growth companies and growing companies, one company I grew beyond $100 million back in the 80s. So to me, right now, when you compare the difference in the value of the dollar, that company would probably be worth over $200 million today. So in my mind, $100 million is like the minimum level that entrepreneurs should be looking at. And, you know, since our last conversation, one of the things that came up was we had a question by somebody else and did some research. And one of the things I came back with was, you know, compare themselves to, say, Starbucks, who scaled a coffee shop into a global business, or Disney, that started with a mouse and is now the largest entertainment company in the world, or McDonald's that cloned a quick hamburger into an international behemoth. You know, it doesn't matter what size your business is or what you're doing. You can scale it to $100 million. And in today's world, $100 million is easily within anybody's reach.
And yet so many people say, well, from where I'm at, that looks like a huge company. But you're right, every behemoth company that we see out there started usually from something small and simple, and then they scaled it from there. And the scaling part is the scary part for a lot of business owners. And since we talked last, which wasn't that long ago, I've actually talked to a couple business owners that have great ideas, and they have all these outlines and all these divisions, and they say, I'm so busy, I can't do all this. And I said, well, then you need to listen to my interviews with William DeTemple, because you're putting fear in the way of your dreams.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, you can't do everything yourself. You need experts on your team. You need to build that team. You know, it's like, I don't care. You talk about any sport, whether it be football or baseball or anything else. People, they have a team, and the team works together cohesively to achieve the success that the team goes after. And in business, you've got to do the same thing. You've got to create a team with the expertise of all the different disciplines a company needs. In the coaching that I do, I talk about the 8 internal primary disciplines that every company must have and the two external primary disciplines that every company must have to achieve massive success. It takes a whole team.
So the disciplines, and we've talked about that in prior interviews, but could you click those off for us quickly so that we have it at hand and we can address those?
Sure. It starts with the founder of the company, the president and CEO, and their vision, what they're going after. That's the lead. That's where everything starts, their passion. Then you've got marketing, followed by sales and operations, finance, human resources, information technologies, and then the magic that most entrepreneurs really miss is quality assurance. What quality assurance ties everything together because they're always checking and looking at everything, the processes, the controls, and when they see a problem, they take that information back to the president of the company so that something can be done to fix the problem and help the company continue growing and expanding.
Excellent. So the eight internals are the founder and the vision, marketing, sales, operations, financial, human resources, and IT, information tech, and then the quality assurance to make sure everything's working properly as it should, right?
Correct.
And so you need people at the head of each of those areas ultimately to make sure that each of those areas is functioning properly. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. And a lot of business owners say, well, great, I'll create these divisions and then I'll build the org chart. The only problem is I'm going to put my name in all those boxes. That's a bad idea, isn't it?
Oh, yes. That's exactly what happens too many times. They try to conserve a little bit of cash by not paying somebody a salary, and they end up shooting themselves in the foot in the process. Because when you bring in that person that's the expert, because remember, marketing creates the prospects. They generate the prospects. And then sales converts the prospect into a customer that creates the revenue for the company. And then operations delivers the product or the service that the company is out there for. You know, everything fits together. And, I mean, I could keep going around the circle and come right back to the president because that's how all the pieces fit together. And nobody is a master of all these different skill sets. It's just impossible to be that way.
It doesn't exist. And that's the issue that a lot of small businesses have is they try to be the master and then they find out that they've just created, they really don't have a sustainable business model. They have just a crazy job description.
Exactly. And that's one of the things where I talk to them and I say, you know, you realize you either you're the owner of a company or the company owns you. And what we're just describing right now is where the company owns you, and what you've got is a very expensive job because typically you've got a tremendous amount of resources tied up in that company, and so you've just got yourself a very expensive job that's not achieving the return on investment that it should be achieving because you're trying to do too much yourself.
And isn't it amazing that, you know, you think about this most people start a business as a quest for freedom, and yet they create a situation where they are chained up eight different ways. They really have lost what they set out to achieve and created something that, you know, they could have gotten a job in any one of those eight areas and maybe picked one that they're particularly good at and had more freedom than trying to master and do all of this work.
That is very true. And even with that type of comment, I still encourage people to learn so that they can make their business grow and become more successful rather than throwing in the towel and going finding a salaried job because
Absolutely.
You're never going to accomplish anything that way.
Absolutely. Don't give up. You have to get beyond crazy. Now, let's talk about the two externals real quick. What are the two external factors?
Well, the two externals, and this is the two externals are, number one, is a board of directors, a strong board of directors. And I don't mean an advisory board of directors. I mean a true board of directors that has voting power and has the ability to help make the founder of the company accountable. Because that's one of the biggest things that most entrepreneurs are missing, is they don't have anybody to be accountable to. The second part of that is having an outside business coach. And, you know, some of the examples I give of why you should do that is Eric Schmidt just wrote his new book last year, and he's the chairman of Google, but he talks about the fact that he's got a business coach, and that even though he was CEO of Google before that, CEO of Sun Microsystems and CEO of Netscape before that, he still has a business coach at Google, even though he's got all the resources behind them. On top of that, Michael Dell talks about the fact that he uses a business coach. And Mark Benioff, the founder of Salesforce.com, uses a business coach and talks about it. Now, if all these guys that are running super huge companies that have got great resources behind them need a business coach, why don't you?
Good point. What do you think that the difference would be between what they would use a business coach for, some of these big names you mentioned, versus what a smaller or mid-sized business owner would use a business coach for?
In my experience, effectively, it's really not a lot of difference. You may have a different caliber of business coach. And I mean, again, it's the same type of thing. When you're growing a company and you get to a certain level, a lot of times you got to change out your management team because the company's outgrowing the management team. And the same thing goes with a business coach. You may start with a business coach that is good at running, guiding you up to, say, $50 million in revenue, but he may not be the business coach, or she may not be the business coach that's going to take you to $100 million or more in revenue. So it's like everything else. You have to evaluate and see what you need for where you're at right now, and then get that help, because help is what everybody needs. And, I mean, I still use a business coach today, even though, you know, I'm pretty much semi-retired, but I'm still passionate about helping entrepreneurs do what they're doing.
So is the most important thing a coach can do to ask questions like, have you thought about X? Is it expanding the paradigm? Is it reviewing the, like in a golf coach, they're looking at your complete swing, you know, you have different parts of the game. Just, I guess it's like business. You have your short game, your long game, your putting, and a coach is looking at each of these areas and saying, you know, have you thought about trying this?
Absolutely. And that's a very good point. That's what coaches really do a lot of, is they ask the business owner a lot of questions. A lot of times it's questions the business owner hasn't thought about because they haven't been through the gauntlet that the coach has either been trained for or has been through. And so by asking those questions, it makes the business owner think about things that they haven't thought about before. And it helps the business owner say, aha, I hadn't thought about that. Yes, let's make this change, or let's make that change. And it's very important, because the coach doesn't have any emotional tie to the business. And a lot of times what happens is business owners have that emotional tie, and then consequently they're reacting on emotion rather than on good strategies or plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, great point. Now, if I were to ask you, what's the most important thing that a business owner can do to grow their business? What is the number one most important thing? Where do they start? What would you say?
Well, again, I say they start by building a strong management team. That, to me, is number one, because without a team, you're not going to go anywhere. But at the same point in time, it's all about putting the budgets together and figuring things out, so you make sure that you're doing everything in order. You got to have a plan, and you got to work the plan. So maybe having a good, strong business plan is where they need to start before they start building the team. Because if you've got a plan and you're working the plan, you're going to achieve your goal. But if you're just shooting from the hip, you never know where you're going to end up.
You know, and as part of that, it would seem to me that they first have to buy into the fact that they're going to create a major size business. Maybe it even starts by a heading on their yellow pad that says "My $100 million business plan," right? Because you have to. For a lot of people, that's a stretch. They think that's a stretch. And so, why do you believe that building a $100 million company is within the normal business owner's reach, William?
The reason it's within the reach is the technology that we've got today is allowing companies to expand globally, whereas before it would have been a lot more expensive to expand globally. Today, there is no market out there that is smaller than $1 billion, and you'll find most markets are $10 billion or more in size. So when you're talking about building a $100 million company, it's really just most times it's far less than 1% of what the market size is. So it's not like you're taking on and becoming this gigantic company. You're really not very big at all.
That's a very, very interesting statement, and I think that's pause for thought for a lot of people today. The fact that you and the other factor that you have such great technology that your marketplace, depending on what you do, the word of getting the word out into the marketplace has changed so dramatically that it really is a global economy out there for whatever it is that you do. It's great information, and again, for our listeners, we've done several interviews. You can find them all in the audio library at ExaCoach Radio. Just put in William DeTemple, DeTemple. They're fascinating. You bring great perspectives to our audience, William, and tell us a little bit about how our listeners can get in touch with you best and about your book, too.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, the book is at everybody can get a free copy of the book. It's at raisecapitalquickly.co, that's Charlie Oscar, /exitcoach. And that's, we're giving that away for everybody listening to the show on behalf of Bill and the Exit Coach Radio. And the other thing that we're doing to get a hold of me, my email address is wdetemple@Antirion, antirion.co. And they can get a hold of me there if they want to phone me. My phone number is 321-248-4290. And I'm happy to help all entrepreneurs achieve greater success for themselves. That's my passion at this stage in my career. And I want to help everybody, really grow their businesses and become successful.
Expand your mind, expand your thinking, get in touch with William DeTemple. It's just a great paradigm for a lot of people thinking that, I've gone as far as I can with this. I can tell you that if you start talking to people that have been there and done that and blown up these businesses into great big businesses, it can really help the way you view your business. So, William, thank you so much again. Been a real pleasure to have you on the show again, and I look forward to the next time.
Very good, Bill. Have a great day.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.